Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Cool Kid Live Podcast Show.
When up is down and a down is up, when your half a glass looks like a heavy cup, when you're running into dentists and everywhere you turn, well, seize the opportunity, live and learn.
Well, I love spring, but I'm not looking for the summer. I just hate the summer, especially living in this apartment. I hate the summer. Now I turn my heat off. It's off. I'm getting a nice cool breeze here and all. But I don't like the summer. I'm not looking for the summer. No. I know some of y'all is Memorial Day, 4th of July, and all. Kids, I know y'all looking for the summer to get out for spring break and, of course, the summer break. But me? Nah. Can't do it. How many of y'all like fall and winter and think that we was robbed? We was robbed. This winter. Not one drop of snow. Not one. Guys, I saw on CNN that it was snowing in California, in places it don't usually snow in California. It was snow. I saw it on CNN. And on TV, on the news, it was snowing in California. So how the heck it going to snow in California and then snow here? In 2016 and 14 and 13, we got blizzards, snow, and everything. Come on, man. Let's bring back the good times. Not the dry times. You know? That's why people is not in the mood when Christmas come. It's all dry up and rainy up. I hate winter now. I hate it even more. Oh, it gonna get cold down 20 below and all, but not a drop of snow. Not a drop of snow. And no snow lighters. The ones who don't like snow? Come on, people. Get over it. You know what snow do. Don't you? You know what snow? It helped bring spring in. Okay? But that's some people ignorance, no. They don't care about nobody else's feelings and likes and stuff. Only as long as they get what they want, they happy. The rain drive me crazy this winter. I don't even call it winter no more. I call it summer winter. Because that's all it do, rain. Just like it do in the summertime and in spring. Watch when March start leaving. It's just going to rain and rain and rain in April. We got enough rain. December, January, February. And you going to rain in April? Come on. Where the snow at? That's why I keep saying some people think I don't like Baltimore. I love my city. I was born here and I always like it. You know, my kids was born here, and I went to school here, and always liked Baltimore. It's just the people within that, in that circle, who broke that circle up, that God put together, who broke it up. And that one person that I really loved and God put me with, those people destroyed her mind, and she destroyed my kids' mind. You know, and that's what you get when you let people in your marriage and stuff like that. You get that kind of assault, you know. And I'm really sorry that I got that. No. And I still got snow on my TV. You know? Still got snow on my TV. I'm trying to find Star Trek on Pluto with this stupid TV, man. Oh my God, this stupid TV. Know, that's the way we like them. That's the way things are, you know. And I guess I don't know what next window is, but I love my town. But I have to move. I have to move where the snow is at. And I have to travel where the snow is at. I was born, raised in the winter time when it snow, and I'm used to the snow. So that's when I'm gonna be, and where I'm gonna travel, I'm gonna go to north and see the snow. It's a shame that you had to go and go see the snow now, because it don't snow here no more. Summer, winter. You know, I really miss the snow. Even, I'm going to get my driver license. You know, I'm going to get my driver license and drive in the snow. No, I'm going up north. Maine, New Hampshire, Boston. And I'm going to drive in the snow. You know, I don't care. Long as you careful. That's all you have to do. Be careful. You're not careful here. Y'all want to drop like maniacs here in Baltimore. That's why you don't like snow. Because you got to slow down. And see people passing the mobility bus. And all they're doing is going to the next light. Passing the mobility bus. Speeding like they have somewhere to go. And all they're going is to the next red light. And soon the light pass, we pass them again. You know? Some of y'all are the speed demons. And that's why you mess your stuff up. That's why you mess your cars up. Then you start crying. I don't have no car. I don't have this. I don't need. Man, get out of here. All right. Got something new. I told you the Corey Whitlock podcast show is changing. I told you. And I got a co-host. Now, until I get a voice actor, I'm going to be, my co-host is going to be the voice of somebody, you know, you might know. You probably can tell who's voicing it, you know. And my co-host's name is Shaka Conga. Shaka Conga. That's the name of my co-host. Now, after the show, I went outside and I seen him. I saw the UFO. I picked it up. He was so small. I had to take him in, you know. And he was just so cute. And I brought him in. He's from another world called Shaka Congo. Shaka Coco. That's his home world. And his name is, like I said, Shaka Conga. And he's from Shaka Coco. And he's a pretty good peep. He's pretty good. I mean, he's a nice person. And I want to introduce to him. He starts Monday. And he's, from, like I said, he's from another world. He starts Monday. Okay? Want to say hi, Shaka Coco? Shaka Conga? Shaka Conga. You can call him Shaka. Short name for Shaka. We're going to call him Shaka. He still ain't saying nothing. I know y'all got an announcement today, too. And this is the same thing he did. He not saying nothing. He just eats and eats. Remember Yoda getting all in Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back, and he go find Yoda and Yoda be all in his stuff. This what this one do. He just staring at me. He'll probably talk Monday. Cause I ain't paying him now. He said he ain't gonna get on the mic until I pay him. I'm only gonna pay him 25 cents for each episode. Shaka. Shaka Kunga. Coming from the Shaka Coco homeworld. Million miles away. So now, I got a new co-host. And y'all be hearing. And I got some strips. Podcast notes. And also, announcement. Stories of Science Fiction will be up and running in December. The first Saturday in December. Okay? September, when we come back, a new episode, new podcast, True Crimes, and it'll be a reports, kind of like reports of everything. All the crime in each city, like Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, Salt Lake City, Utah, Baltimore, New York, Brooklyn, Queens, and all, and all the cities, you know, and we'll be getting, telling the story, who got hurt, what kind of crime it was, and stuff like that. That gonna be, and probably in July or August. because I'm taking a break. Okay? I'm taking a break starting in September. No, starting in April. I'm taking a break. From that break, it's going to be April, May. Be back in June. Okay? Then I'm taking another break. And then season 5 should start in August. But True Crimes should start right around in July. So take a note. Great Woodlock Podcast Show. Then I will be doing True Crimes. That will be a half an hour. In December, the first Saturday in December, stories of science fiction. That would be a half an hour too, podcast. It's going to be an adventure show, stories. I'm going to be putting that together as I take my break. I'll be working on those and getting writers for those shows and all. Getting scripts and writers and all. And doing the science fiction and special effects myself. Don't have to be perfect because it's not Hollywood and all. You're going to hear some special effects and stuff like that. And maybe it'll be off cue and all. But it's going to be some good stories in that science fiction. Tales from science. Story from science fiction. You're going to hear different stories every week. Half an hour. All right. You're going to hear reports of two crimes in all the cities that we can find. And these are some of my freelance writers who are going to write the podcast scripts and all for the two crime. And also they're going to write the strip for two science fiction stories. Now I told y'all, I'm telling y'all again, going to be good. And Corey Woodlock Podcast Show Season 5 will start in August, right around when football starts. So remember, I'm taking a break, but I'm still getting episodes up, okay? I will get episodes up, and you probably won't get no episodes between May and June, April and June, May, okay? April and May. Probably won't be no episodes. But back in June, we'll be back up and running in June. Probably, if not, it definitely will be July. Okay? So, y'all would, and a whole lot of stuff is going to change in season 5. I'm going to have an introduction. I'm going to have the outtake. That means somebody going to do the introduction for me. To introduce the show, and they're not still going to have to go with the flow, and I'm still going at the end of the show, I'm going to have the same person who do the outtake, say goodbye, and thank you for joining us for the Corey Woodlock Podcast Show, Corey Woodlock Productions, and then the music will come on, and then he will come on, the voiceover, he will come on, okay. So that be in season 5. Now, soon after that, as the shows goes on and after the seasons go on, probably have co-hosts like my little imagination friend Shaka Khan. You know, not imagination. He did come from the world. He's gonna be co-hosting me and all and everything. He's gonna have that nice little voice. And who knows, in the future, I'm working on somebody to help me co-host the Corey Woodlock Show. You know, as it get good, as it get better, look for co-hosts, co-stars. Okay? So keep that in mind if you live in Baltimore. Be an hour show every day. And you like doing podcasts. You like doing the news. And having fun. I need a co-host. No? And I will get an extra mic and all that stuff. We're going to have that set up. But it won't be no time soon, okay? Won't probably be next season or the season after. Because I got to get all that stuff together, get my budget together, and definitely don't want you to come in this apartment. I definitely want to have you in an environment, in a decent environment, you know. So, won't be that much money, okay? Just gonna, ain't no money involved in it. If you just like having fun and making a little chuck change on the side. I mean, just a little chuck sink change to get you work or get you some gas and stuff like that. You know, just come on, you know, and I'll give you the email. You send me your information, you know, and your email address, and I will send you the information where to come. All right? But it won't be this apartment. You gotta have a good, no criminal records, no drugs, none of that. And it got to be trustworthy. Okay? Age 18 and up. I don't care how old you are. 18 and up. Like I said, ain't no money in it. That much. You know? Because I don't work for Speak. And don't work for iHeart. No. So, I do this on a minimum basis of how many shows I put up. And they just pay me a little chuck change. $20, $30, $35, $40, something like that. You know? And I can share that with you. And more episodes I get up, the more I make. You know, I can probably make like over $100 if I get enough episodes up. And just split it up with you. You know? You know, you won't be an employee or nothing. If you want to come and join me to be a host, co-host, come on. If you know a lot about football, Star Trek, movies, whatever, you like to talk, have fun, female, white, black, whoever you are, I don't care. No criminals, no buttholes, no gangsters. But, because if you come with your gangster boys, I'm going to have to get Uncle Charlie out the closet and send you back up the street. So, no gangsters. No gangs or nothing. Okay? I don't want no gang members. None of that. Because I got Uncle Charlie in the closet. So, don't even try it. I can't tell you who Uncle Charlie is. You in any kind of gang and got a criminal record and something like that and all, don't come to this place. Alright? Because I'm going to protect myself and my hard work and stuff that I get. Trustworthy people. Trustworthy people who like to have fun, talk a lot, and know their stuff about Star Trek movies. Musicians, rappers, and songs and stuff like that. 18 and over and up. If you have kids, they welcome. They might not know, might know a little bit too. Okay. Like I said, it's just a little side job, you know, just to make a little extra money. And the more episodes I get up, the more cash goes on my PayPal account and transfer it to my credit, to my bank account. Go to the bank, get it half to you. It don't really mean nothing to me, you know. Don't really mean it. It's money, you know. So, and if you really need it to help yourself out, and you're a single mother or a single father, come and join me. Now, one person can have a lot of people. One person. I can interview you, and if you get the job, then the interview is over. The position is hired, taken, you know. and we'll just do a whole bunch of episodes per day for a couple until it's time to go to bed. No, I have to get up in the morning to go to a real job, you know. But probably to the time I get home until like maybe 7 or 8 o'clock, we can get some shows up. Half an hour, maybe 9 or, okay, that's far, I'll probably go 9 o'clock. Because if you bring your children, they probably have to go to school and all. No, something like that. But we'll see. But I'm announcing it now, and I will announce it when I'm ready to go. Okay? This is only for Baltimore, D.C., Virginia people. If you live north, south, or west in the states, California, Nevada, and all, I'm sorry, people. I'm not out there yet. Alright? I wish I was. And all. But not hiring yet. Okay? I'm just spitting it out there. Just in case you want to have some fun. And you want to know where this show is about. And all. Might have some more better ideas. Might help me a lot. You know? With the show. You know? You know, it might help me improve the show. You know, that's why I'm asking. And might change the course of the show and get higher ratings and stuff. And I even can show you the rating board on Speak. Right? So, and your friends, family, and all. That you go tell them. If you work, you go tell them. Because tell you your friends and your family and your co-workers, and they come listen to you, whatever platform you get your podcast from. So, and if you want to know how to start a podcast, well, maybe you can come and join me for a little while, and then you can start your own. Even though you'll be my competition, but who cares, you know? At least I get you a spinoff. Good for me. You know. But right now, my little alien partner gonna be my co-host. My co-host. Okay. So, probably at the end of season 5, I will announce this again. And I'll probably tell you when I'm going to start doing it. Now, I don't think I'm going to do it in season 5 or 6. But maybe season 7 or 8. Won't be that long. The reason I'm doing that, because I gotta get all the equipment, gotta get another microphone, gotta get all the computers updated and stuff like that. So it's gonna take a lot of time and money and all that. And I'm trying to move, trying to get my credit right and stuff. So that's why it's gonna take that long, okay? Okay? I'm putting it out there. I would love to have a co-host sitting beside me and everything. Maybe a nice, beautiful woman from 35 to 45 might answer. Who knows? Might take her out. You know, might have a good time. Might make it me and her show. You know, change the name. You know? And then, if it do real good, we can add more people. And the more people we add, the more fun we will have. And a good time we will have. You know, might bring some more of your cousins, brother, sister, and all on the show. You know? That's what I'm aiming for the Corey Whitlock Show. Corey Whitlock Show and Corey Whitlock Friends. Corey Whitlock Show and Friends. No, something like that. You know, we'll get it right. Something like that. Like Corey Whitlock and Curry Show, or Corey Whitlock and Vanessa Show. You know, if you stay long enough, we can change the show. Cause you helped to make the show grow, so you get peace. You get peace off the of the show, you know. I'm not greedy. It's only material things. And you have to be in God too. You have to go to church and believe in God. Because I do talk about Jesus a lot. So you have to be in Jesus. So if you're young and you don't go to church or none of that, then I don't know what to say about you. Hopefully I can get you to go to church and stuff like that. And we can talk about it. And that's what kind of people I want too, to come audition for it. People who's in church, who know about God. So when we start talking about Jesus and start praying for people around the world, we can do it together. You know? No, because he the one told me to do this show. This is his show. This is his show to get out to the people. Remember, I asked all the Christian people to help me find my kids. God help y'all to do that. And this is his show. You know? And I just love doing things for him. And I hope y'all love doing things for him. Because look what he done for us. Go on a summer vacation across the country. Just take a trip across the country. Take your family and take a trip across the country. Or just get in an airplane and look out the window and see how beautiful this planet is. And our leaders and leaders in other countries just want to take that beauty away. I'm just telling y'all. Don't waste time, okay? Because it's evil people out there who want to destroy this planet. So, don't waste time. Don't think that you got tomorrow. Plan your vacation with your family and all. And go see this country. Go to the beautiful places that we still have in this country. And when you do, just thank God for it. And make sure you plan your trip for outside. Don't stay inside all the time. Plan a trip for outside adventures with your family and kids. Okay? Stay indoors. You're not going to enjoy your vacation. Go hiking. Go hunting. Go see the nature and all. And everything. You will be amazed at some of the things that we haven't explored in this country yet. And some of the things that the pilgrims and the people back in the 1800s, 1700s had to go through. And how they survived. Yeah. You will be amazed, people. And I'm not thinking just talking about to white people or Puerto Ricans. I'm talking about all culture and race and all. Take the family, take a trip and go. All right? Just go. Because we don't know what tomorrow is or next week is. Because if you start hitting the horns and start seeing that emergency broadcast, you know what's come next. And hate to say it, you know what's going to come next. But there's a lot of people who believe in God and praying, real praying with heart. So, I do know we got a whole bunch of Christians around the world and in this country praying real hard that it won't happen. Keep praying. But still take that trip. Don't just stay in your state. I mean, I'm sure your state have a lot of stuff and beautiful and places that you can go explore and all. Go to other states too, you know, if you have the money. Only if you have the money, okay? Just do what you can, you know? But I don't know about you. I'm going to the 50 states. I'm going to go. I'm going straight up to Maine. Then I'm going to come back down to Florida. Then I'm going to go across. Right across. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. I'm not going to do it all in one time, team. I'm going to go. I'm going to start from Maine. I'm going to visit two states. Then I'll come back home. Then I'll visit two more. Two states together. Right by each other. Then I'll come back home. And each state that I visit, I'm going to that visiting center. And I'm going to get a state pin to prove that I went to that state. And then when I go across country to the other state, middle states, south states in the south and all, I'm definitely going to the south states to see how slavery was and all. Get a tour to that and all. Because they still got slave houses up in the south and all. And how slaves went. Look, I'm going to see it with my own eyes, not on movies and TV. I'm going to see it with my own eyes. Because I always wanted to do that. And I'm going to do it. You know, and it's going to be really fun. I'm going to have a good time meeting people from the south. And I don't have to worry about eating. Because if I go south and get somebody to drive me and tell me about the slavery and all, I'm pretty sure they're going to feed me real good. Because the people in the south eat good. Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee. No matter what color they are, you're going to eat. Definitely going to eat as you go down south. Believe me. So, and the cities I'm really looking for, and states I really wanted to visit and all, is Maine, and New Hampshire, and Vermont. Those there's some of the states that I want to visit, you know. New England and all, I think that it's going to be real cool, guys. If I have my driver license or not, I know if they have Uber up in them states, then I will be good, you know. And I'll just take the tour around. I don't know what's up in Maine, you know, but I know, just ask people who live there, who listen to there, I know they will show me where to go, what to do, what kind of adventure to do and all. And I got Expedia too. So Expedia got activities for every state and tell you where to go for those activities and how to get to the activities. So I know I will be alright. No, just get that credit score up. Get another bank card. Get a credit card. Really good credit card. And then just live your life, Corey. And live your life. That's what I'm going to do. All the foolishness and all the stupidness is over. It's in back of me. And I'm giving the finger. The middle finger. I'm giving the past the middle finger. And all the people who tried to destroy me in the past, giving them the middle finger. You know. Let them know I'm on a podcast listening all over the world, countries and state. Look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 states. And See how many countries. Including the United States, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 countries. 7. And one of those countries, I think, is Germany. It's Germany. Yeah. I think it's Birmingham, something like that. I can't pronounce it. But the downloads in this country is like 31.48%. So I think they really like me in this country right here. And the country right next to it, I don't know if it's a country or a state, but it's Republican Development. Republican Development download is 3.7%. So this one had the most, 31.40%, and this one had 3.7%. But wow, that's pretty cool, people. I really thank y'all. And it's just really cool to see that. To see people in other countries listening to you and all. And I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm really grateful. You know, I just hope that I get more countries to listen, and like Mexico, Canada, and people across the other, in my country, here in Maryland, here in the United States. I don't have them all yet, but I hope they do come and download. No. Don't have everybody yet. I used to, but I didn't get online that much. Didn't get on the podcast that much, and I lost them. So, I mean, it was really hard, you know, getting on the podcast. I mean, I tried to get it on every day, but I couldn't. And I missed a lot of podcasts. Even though when my promoters were promoting it, they gave me a lot of states, the New York network. And beyond, they give me a lot of states and all, and I still couldn't get them. I still couldn't get on. I just hope they can give me a lot more states though. But I'm just great, thankful for what I got and everything. Just ask y'all. I know football is gone. I don't know that much about basketball. I used to like Chicago Bulls. I still like them. And I like LA Lakers. I still like them. No, but I don't follow them. No. I like them, but I don't follow them. It's not because Michael Jordan and all that stuff. I dislike them. You know. And it's not because it's my two favorite cities. Yeah, I'm lying to you. It is. but still, I like them. I like the Chicago Bulls and the Lakers. And I wish them really luck this season. If basketball season started, I wish y'all luck. You know, all the teams. All NBA teams. I wish you luck. Hope you get to the championship. You know, but my question is, why in the hell do Baltimore don't have a basketball team? We got football team, we got a baseball team. Why we don't have a basketball team? We used to, the Bullets, I think the Baltimore Bullets or something, and they moved out. We never got one. Never ever got another team. And just wonder why. Don't you know that's revenue too? Three sport teams here. City Hall. City officials. State officials. Why? Do you know why? I don't know why. Why do we don't have them? I'm watching Pluto TV, and they got a Vern and Shelley, the old TV shows, Vern and Shelley, and they got more Mini, and they got Happy Days. They got all three of the shows that I used to watch when I was a kid. You know, I think that's cool, man. That's really cool. How many of y'all used to watch Mork and Minnie and Vern and Shirley and Happy Days, the Fonz? Even though they ain't had no black people in there. How many of y'all used to watch it? Me? I didn't care about that much about that. Even Annie Griffin didn't have black people on it. But I know one show did. At Annie Griffin's show didn't have no black people on it. But I know one show did that was out at the same time that those shows was out. Anybody know what show that was? And she was in Third Command. Do you know what? Especially when Annie Griffin was out. This show was running. No white people. No black people at all. I don't know about Vern and Shirley. Did they have black people? I think Mork and Minnie had couple black actors. Guest star. But that wasn't that many. You know. I mean, that's when the time when black shows were being reduced. I know Sanford's Son was on at that time, you know. And I think same time Mork and Minnie was on, the Jeffersons was running. And Good Times was still running. So, yeah, we did have some black shows on then at that time. But the Annie Griffin show, we didn't. But we did have one black actress on a show. It's 50 years old now. And many other shows stand on that corner, on that shoulder. Anybody know what the show that was? Should know. I talk about it all the time. They taking my favorite one off. After 5 seasons. Yeah, y'all know what it is. Y'all know the person because she passed away in July last year. And that's right. It said Nancy Nicholson, Lieutenant Uhura on Star Trek. You got it right. Hey, I just like to show y'all. But Pluto TV do have all that stuff. If you're an Annie Griffin show, you grow up with that. And if you grow up with Happy Days, Mork and Minnie, Vern and Shirley, go to Pluto TV. You don't have to pay nothing. It's free. Just go to Pluto TV. Look for Happy Days, Happy Channel. And you got all those. You got all of it. They got their own channel on Pluto TV. Okay. I'm not getting paid for this from Pluto. I'm just glad that we have Pluto TV. And Pluto is still a planet to me. I don't care what they say. It's a planet to me. They can say, they can just whatever they want to. And those who grew up know Pluto, that it's 9 planets in the solar system. Pluto is the last planet. Those who grew up and learned that in school and all, you should protect Pluto. You know, I don't care what they say. We got 9 planets in the solar system. Not 1, 8. Not 9. Not 8, but 9. How can you a planet and been around so long, and now you're going to take its rank away for being a planet? It's a planet. Period. I don't care. Make me sick, man. People just do things that have nothing to do. This people don't have nothing else to do with that time. This, a planet. These are people who don't have no life. You know? And maybe next episode I'm going to talk about this too. I really think they shouldn't have did that. And this is also some of the stuff I'm going to start doing too when it's time to go. That way y'all know when it's time to go, y'all hear this music. So people, once again, I'm glad to have y'all in this great state, this great country, and glad to have my fans. Wish my other fans from California, Nevada, and all come back. I'm looking for y'all to come back. New York, I'm looking for y'all to come back. Telling you, the show going to get better, okay? Oceanside, New York, come on. New York, New York, come on. Queens, New York, Brooklyn, New York. Come on, get a brother a chance. I need y'all love, people. I need y'all love. I got most love, but I need the rest of the love from all over the country. I got the rest of the world love. You know, Germany, Australia, and other countries. I think it's on here. I think that's where some of those countries are from. And I just really appreciate y'all. It's been a long road, you know, and I'm going to talk about the strange, the normal, paranormal activity, even the shadow people, the ghost people, the people that you don't go see. Also, that little area in one of those states is a forest that you don't go to. It's illegal to go to, and it's hunted. We're going to talk about that. We're going to find that on YouTube, and we're going to talk about that. It's a really cool topic. I think y'all going to see that really interesting. And I know some people are going to go when they find this place. It's illegal to go there now, people. I'm telling you, it's illegal to go there. They say it's hunted. I'm going to get that information and put it up for you. Because you can get a lot more episodes in March. Now remember, April and May, I'm gone. Probably June too. So don't look for me in June either. It's possible. But I'll announce it that I'll be back in June or not. Sometime in May, I'll announce that I'm coming back. Let you know when the show come back. It's not a season return. It's just a little break that I'm taking. Spring break. right? So, and also, as time go on, I'm going to talk about that co-host. I hope people respond. And whoever I send an email to, I want to come, I want to interview you to come and host the show. But I can't do it now because I'm not living in the right place or I don't have the equipment yet. So, hold on. We're going to make the Corey Whitlock Show really great. But beyond. Because I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping until I can reach the top. Baby, I'm a star. If you don't know me now, wait till you see me. Might not know it now, but wait till I reach the top. Because I'm a star. Alright, people. You know what time it is. Time to say farewell. And remember, brothers and sisters, we are God's children. Love each other. Take care of each other. Be kind to each other. And the world will get better. And Jesus will start blessing the world more again. The longer we aggressive to each other, evil to each other, disrespect each other, kill each other, invade another man's home, God's going to be angry and angry. He don't care about the things of this earth or what we do on this earth. He just care about that we love him. Don't love nothing from this earth. Love him. And he'll see what may show you get. Remember, this is Satan's world, but God have to control. Live long and prosper. May the force of Jesus be with you always. And Ashley, and we love you.